Give God a great big shout of praise this morning. Amen. Praise, 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 praise the Lord. Well, hey, welcome to our Christmas program. Hallelujah. And we are going to talk about Jesus this morning and his birth. We're going to sing about it. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. Amen. But I want to start with a scripture from the Bible, Luke chapter 2, as we get started today. Amen. And in verses 1 through 7, there it is, the Bible says this. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Amen.
Recently, it's called You Will Always Be With Me, and it's looking at the manger scene through Mary's eyes, and that's something that we kind of often take for granted of what she might have been thinking or what she might have been feeling that day. She counted fingers and toes. She breathed the prayer of thanks, the one that every mother knows. Their eyes met and her heart overflowed. I know who you are. I know who you will be. And even when I can't be with you, you will always be with me. His tiny hand reached for her as she held him near her heart. The tears made her eyes blur. How could she let him go? 'Cause I know who you are. I know who you will be. And even when I can't be with you, you will always be with me. This was no ordinary child. The angel said he was the savior of the world. All he'd go through in the years to come, she'd go back to this moment with her son. I knew who you were. I knew who you'd become. And even when I can't be with you, you will always be my son. I know who you are. I know who you will be. And even when I can't be with you, you will always be with me.
Reading Luke chapter 2 with my family, gathering in prayer by the Christmas tree. The star on top reminds us of a baby. Doesn't seem like much, but it's everything to me. I love this time of year, the singing and snow. Putting up Christmas lights with a special glow. Believing in God like it says in John 3:16. Doesn't seem like much, but it's everything to me. Having that joyful Christmas feeling. Hanging mistletoe from the ceiling. Listening to grandparents' winter memories. Doesn't seem like much, but it's everything to me. I love this time of year, the singing and snow. Putting up Christmas lights with a special glow. Believing in God like it says in John 3:16. Doesn't seem like much, but it's everything to me. Doesn't seem like much, but it's everything to me. Doesn't seem like much, but it's everything to me.
Christ.
Let's hear it for the kids again. Woo! Oh, yeah. And kids, guess what? Pretty soon you'll get to see yourself on the big screen.
That's right.
Got a special video with you in it. You're the stars of it. So it's going to be fun. Amen? All right. Well, hey, let's continue. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till they came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Amen.
Okay, here's a song that I wrote actually just this week. And I wanted my lovely brothers to sing it with me. So here we go.
They're so lovely.
Yes, they're very lovely. They could feel the presence of the Lord. With all their gifts, they wished they could bring more. As they stood and looked upon his face, with just one glance, they could feel amazing grace. Emmanuel means God with us, sent to tell of the freedom that was to come. He gave himself as the sacrifice of love. Emmanuel means God with us.
The shepherds came to the stables and bowed their heads.
Told them that this little child would set the whole world free, that he would carry our sins on himself and bear them on dark Calvary. Emmanuel means God with us, sent to tell of the freedom that was to come. He gave himself as the sacrifice of love. Emmanuel means God with us. The sick will be healed, the dead will be raised, the blind eyes will see, by the power of his name, the deaf ears unstopped,
The lame man will walk. He'll take away our sins by the power of his hand. Emmanuel, Emmanuel means God with us, sent to tell of the freedom that was to come. He gave himself as the sacrifice of love. Emmanuel means God. Emmanuel means God. Emmanuel means God.
Christmas lights and snow, December's the warmest time of the year.
Presents under the tree, stockings for you and me. The air is filled with Christmas cheer. And oh, how I love Christmas. The joy of giving lasts the whole year. Time to celebrate and share the gift of love. May the reason for the season be with you.
Children who cannot wait, parents who've stayed up late, I'll wait to see what Christmas brings.
Loved ones who've traveled miles, exchanging gifts and smiles, a time for making memories.
Oh, how I love Christmas. The joy of giving lasts the whole year through. A time to celebrate and share the gift of love. May the reason for the season be with you. Gift of love. May the reason for the season be with you. And oh, how I love Christmas. The joy of giving lasts the whole year through. A time to celebrate and share the gift of love. May the reason for
thank you.
Well, does that bring us to the grand finale?
It does bring us to the grand
finale. Our last special guest is you.
That's right.
Woo. So let's all stand up on our feet, and we're going to give a rousing rendition of We Wish You a Merry Christmas,
yes.
Including the verse about the figgy pudding. Ready, begin.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Good tidings.
Good tidings we bring to you and your kids. Good tidings of Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now bring me some figgy pudding. Now bring me some figgy pudding. Oh, bring me some figgy pudding, whatever that is. And bring some right here. We wish you till we get some.
That's right.
We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. So bring some right here. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a happy
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.